Ready, Ray?
Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. Well, I wondered about your summer. I know last year it was tough coming out of the lockout for you. Was this kind of more comfortable having a more regular routine?
Yeah, well, the last summer was the same thing. You know, it was just a little bit extended summer. But, yeah, it's different now. You know when you start, and, you know, it's been a healthy summer. I've been able to train and do things what I needed to get done and move forward.
Did you have a different focus this summer coming into this season?
Every summer it's a different focus, you know. It's but the summer is done, you know. The way I try to approach the game. It's not about what you did yesterday. It's what are you going to do today. And there's nothing you can do about today's practice either. So, you know, it's that's kind of my attitude is going to be moving forward. You know, it's. You know, go day by day and try to get better every day.
Last year at the end of the season, you were very clear about wanting to be more like yourself this year, maybe a little bit more productive than you were last year. Is that something that's still strong for you coming into the season?
Well, like I say, you know, it's you don't want to think, you don't want to look back, you don't want to, you, after the season, you analyze how you play, what you can do better. And then you work on those things in the summer, and you keep working on those things during the year. And, you know, I've been skating since middle of July, so I never start skating that early. And, but at the same time, you know, you play the game you love, you want to win, and you want to do well, and you want to help the team, and, you know, that's... That's the mindset everybody has, you know. I don't think there's too many happy guys in that room the way things went last year. But, you know, it's a new chapter, new season, and, you know, it's just try to improve and do my best every day.
How excited are you about this year now that you're in the Western Conference? You've got a new division. Overall, looking ahead to what's on the horizon here starting next week?
Yeah, it's good to get a good training camp, normal training camp in, play preseason games, and get back in the right routine. To be honest, I haven't looked the schedule. I don't know who we play. I know we start the camp at 11th. I think 12th is the first day on ice. The only thing I know, I don't even know when the first preseason game is. And, you know, you just, you know, you put the skates on and, you know, it's try to get your job done every day. But obviously, having an 82-game season and having, you know, it's last year, everybody say it was a lot of games in a short period of time, but... we play 82 games and it's an Olympic year, and going through those, being around in the last few Olympic years, you know, it's the schedule is hectic, and but it's the same for everyone at the same time. And but going to Western Conference, it's you know, been playing there before, I kind of know what to expect, and but it's gonna be a good challenge. And but at the same time, I said last year I thought the team was ready to take that next step, and, you know, hopefully we can take a few more steps ahead this year.
What are some of the things you want to improve on this year, Ole?
Well, there's a lot of things. There's always room to improve. There's not a one specific thing you try to improve, but, you know, you get older, you still want to get better, and there's not a day in my world that it's a perfect day. So, you know, it's you know, you try to reach out there, you try to bring your best every day, and try to get better every day. You know, there's no limits. That's kind of mindset you have to have in this playing this game, and you always can get better.
How long did it take for your ankle to feel 100%?